Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The battle between House Republicans over health care. Will they be able to reach a deal and bring a final plan to a vote? Joining us now with reaction from Washington, Congressman Chris Collins of New York and Congressman Duncan Hunter of California. Thank you for joining us, Congressman.
Good to be here.
Congressman Hunter, let's start with you. You like this plan, and tell me why.
Because this is going to save America. I mean, that's to put it very simply, it's Obamacare, which is totally failing, or doing this. This is a good bill. It's going to save taxpayers' money.
Congressman, there is another alternative. There's a plan that's more acceptable to, let's say, let's call them more conservatives, who would say that this looks a lot like Obamacare. In fact, there's a big group that Donald Trump won. It's called the 50 to 64-year-olds and the over 65-year-olds, low income, and they get destroyed with this bill.
No, they aren't. Here's what has to happen. There is no insurance market with competition. It's gone. Obamacare killed it. It's going to take a few years for that market to come back so that insurance companies can start competing for your business so that prices go down, quality goes up. That's going to take a few years. So, I mean, that's the off-ramp here that we're doing. Where we are subsidizing this, there's still a 0.9% tax on high earners like Congressman Collins here. that's still going to be in there. We got rid of the 10 essential health benefits that were mandatory, but those are all gone now.
Guys, I get it. I read this bill. But here's the thing, and Congressman Collins, you can weigh in on this. It doesn't do anything to the total cost to lower income, middle and lower class Americans, because here's what happens. Even if you get the premiums down, their deductibles go up. And this is the exact same problem I had with Obamacare and a lot of Americans have with Obamacare.
Well, let's start with this. When we remove $800 billion of job-killing taxes, fees, and penalties, all of a sudden the economy starts growing for that reason and that reason alone. And all of a sudden incomes go up, more money's coming in, people are coming off of the entitlement programs. The second piece of what we're doing is fundamental undoing of all those $800 billion of taxes, fees, and penalties. We don't talk enough about that.
I get that, but you're not addressing the real issue, the cost of health care and the cost of health insurance. This bill does neither one of those. You introduce competition across state lines, but you can't do that right now.
Well, we can't do it now, but we will. When we eliminate the essential benefit package, which, by the way, will be left up to states. Just to be clear, New York has 42 essential benefits. This isn't going to impact New York because New York made that choice, but other states?
Yeah, but you're still not. Here's my problem. So everyone says, okay, wait for phase three. That's when we're going to remove that state line restrictions to sell health care across
state
line.
Reform.
The problem is, what do you need in phase three? You need 60 Senate votes in phase three. You're never going to get 60 votes.
Well, I don't know that I would agree with that. Once we're done with Obamacare, because that's what the Democrats are fighting for right now, once it's done, and it will be done, 6 months from now, they're going to work with us. I believe they're going to work with us as we move into our phase three. But we don't have any choice. We can't do it under reconciliation. We know we get no votes now. So for those people who are impatient, here's the thing. This is it. We're voting tomorrow. It's a binary choice. And as the president said, if it goes down tomorrow, we have Obamacare with all of its problems that he's going to move on to tax reform.
Congressman Hunter, that's not actually a bad strategy. Then let it go down. Let Obamacare collapse on itself.
That is a bad strategy.
And then
that's
come
bad
back
for
and say,
America.
We
that's,
will bring a bill, a health care law, a bill that actually
will not get past
helps
the Senate.
Americans.
Now, this does open
but now
America.
That,
I'll tell you
that
too.
Needs 60 votes.
Everybody's
this is our
got,
only bite at 51 votes. This is it.
Everybody has great plans, sir. You probably have a great
plan.
Another
option.
And I agree with
there's
you, too.
Option.
We have a president
let
now.
The, let the Democrats eat it, sir, Congressman
but
Hunter.
They won't. We're now the governing party. We can try to blame Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama all day long, and some people will listen. But America's going to say, we've trusted you. You've got the White House, the House, and the Senate.
Congressman,
you, have
you
it.
Guys are two congressmen who are going to go up and try and get reelected. And what if, like I said, this massive group of Trump voters is going to see extreme.
I don't
and
think
one,
so.
In both of these cases, they go from $1,700 a year under Obamacare to 14 $1,000 a year.
This is
going to
be disruptive. Eric, this is going to be disruptive. And what you just said is not going to happen, I don't think. That's like the CBO scores.
I'm not making it up, Congressman.
But here's the thing.
I'm not making it up. It was scored by CBO.
Oh, yeah, we have a Republican president finally. And he's promised to fix health care for the American people. And tomorrow, he's going to deliver on that promise. It's that simple.
Congressman Collins, President Trump wants to deliver on that. He's a deal maker. He probably will get this deal done. But he's been given a bill from House Speaker Paul Ryan that, frankly, is a lot harder to sell than he thought it was going to be.
All right, Brian, there's $85 billion that's going to the Senate to reduce the premiums on the pre-Medicare 50 to 64-year-olds. That's not scored by the CBO because we've given them the pot of the money and the Senate's going to do it. We're not leaving the pre-Medicare individuals. We're not hanging them out to dry. Won't happen. But what I can tell you, if we're stuck with Obamacare, that's a tragedy for America, and it's going to be a disaster.
Again, that's that false choice. I mean, there is
that other false choice.
Well, Rand Paul would suggest that you repeal Obamacare and then you move on to taxes and come back
with your replacement bill. Because we can't get 60 votes.
If you say it's a pure repeal of Obamacare, you'll get about 60 votes out of 216 in the House.
Hey, here's what we're doing, Eric. We are doing what we can do at this point in time.
Right.
And this is the path forward. The other paths you're talking about, but let's just talk about one more thing.
I'm not making this stuff up. I'm a conservative. I want Trump to do well. I want him to put a health care plan that works. But my problem is when you do this plan, 52 million people will not have insurance.
According to the CBO, that's
more
than
Obamacare.
Not going to happen.
The CBO can't forecast how many people are going to be able to buy
only time
cheaper,
will tell.
Guys, better
not
insurance.
Making the numbers
not
up. The CBO,
the
nonpartisan CBO.
The CBO has Obamacare numbers wrong, too, though.
It's not going to happen.
And I'm supposed to trust you. I love you.
Yes, absolutely.
Listen,
absolutely.
I love you, but, you know, with the American people, we have to see it. We're from Missouri.
We'll revisit this in 4 years, Brian.
Eric. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.